We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe. Hey, we're here.
Oh my gosh.
We're queer.
A little bit.
Get used to it. Welcome. Let's put the chips away in the
like
extremely
pussy.
Clinky bag.
Pussy's amazing.
I like chips in a crispy bag.
You're trying to change the subject.
No, I'm not at all. It's fine that you like pussy. I support that.
Thank you.
I like this pussy, meaning this cat
There's
that's
a
sitting
cat
next to me.
Next to you who has been like trying to make out with you.
She's been doing a lot of that sniffing of the breath. I don't know what the cats are looking for.
She's such an interesting one. She woke me up last night like around 3 or 4 a.m.
Did you see what I did? I did change the subject.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
I did
was talking
it. Good
about
job
vaginas, vulvas, labias, clitorises.
Now we're talking about cats. So she woke you up.
And just was doing crazy shit. Like flopping on me, like crawling on me, and then flopping on me.
Oh, cats.
It's so cute.
She's, this cat is like a miniature cat or something.
Yes. And so what's weird is because I have kids who are assholes. Mm-hmm. Over
when you said because I have, I just thought you were gonna sing because I have been given much. I too. But then you said because I have kids who are assholes.
Let's sing it. Ready.
Because I have been given much, I too must give. I can do the whole song.
Okay.
Anyway, your kids are assholes.
Look at her. She's so cute. I'm drunk. So, brother, coffee.
How are you drunk?
Because I've been drinking all day.
Oh, okay. I was like, you've had like a half a glass of wine.
I have been drinking since
Okay, your kids are
11.
Assholes. Oh, we didn't even like welcome people to the
oh,
podcast.
Oh, this is Hot Drinks.
Hi, welcome to our podcast.
It's a podcast.
It's called Hot Drinks.
Do you guys know what a podcast is?
It's a thing we do. It's a thing that many sober people do, but that we don't. We're not sober.
Conan O'Brien does it sober.
He does.
Well, I mean, I assume unless he's a functioning alcoholic.
He's probably high, yeah.
Alec Baldwin has one.
He's for sure a functioning alcoholic.
I want him to slit
my
throat.
No, we don't fuck Alec Baldwin.
Why?
Because he's a Republican and he's like a wife abuser.
No.
Well, I don't know if he's a Republican.
He's not a Republican.
Republican energy.
His character on 30 Rock was a Republican.
I know, but he has Republican energy. I don't know what he actually is. Remember when he like yelled at his kid on that recording?
Oh,
and he like
beats
his wife? I don't know.
Did
his wife get murdered?
He's going to listen to this. His wife
I don't know.
Did not get murdered.
Anyway.
Jesus, what were we? It's a podcast.
I have no idea. My
Hot
name is Brother Coffee.
Drinks. I'm Latter-day Twaint. We're not married. We've never been married to each other.
No.
We have been married before.
To other people.
Yes, in mixed orientation marriages.
Right. Which means one was gay and one was
Lil
straight.
Lil Twaint is listening to this right now and going, I know all of this.
We know you know Lil Twaint, but sometimes there's new listeners and they don't
and
know.
And there's just one new listener out there. And this is for you.
Her name's Letitia.
Okay.
She's excited to be listening.
Yeah.
Welcome, Letitia.
I bet her last name is like Nielsen or something.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I don't know what we've been talking about.
My asshole kids.
Oh, yeah.
Since my divorce 10 years ago, would start bringing home cats. And we have had 4 or 5 now that just stopped growing like... physically, as far as like stature wise for a cat at like teenagehood.
This has happened more than once?
Yes, and they
What
have.
Are you doing to these cats?
You know what? It's that it's global warming.
Oh, could be. It could be. Anyway, this cat looks like it's like 2 years old or something.
Or less than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think it is 2 years old. And it's already had a litter of kittens.
Yeah. Get your cat spayed and neutered.
One died.
Sister Twain. That's why you get them spayed and neutered.
I know. I gave a cat an abortion once.
Oh, God.
I mean, I didn't, but I could have because
I'm with her.
Okay.
Anyway, so at the beginning of each
abortion
episode.
Abortion rocks.
I agree. At the beginning of each episode, we like to do some women's work. Which is housekeeping.
As the professional podcasters say.
Right.
The boring ones.
Right.
The uninteresting ones.
To take care of.
We're going to do some women's work First item of women's
work. The funny thing about women's work, by the way, is originally women's work... Oh, did my what's my phone doing?
It's
I just wanted to make sure it hadn't, like, died.
Get your face in there.
What... Originally, women's work was really us talking about, like, the business of the podcast.
The business.
Like things coming up, how to get a hold of us, make sure to do this, do that, blah, blah, blah.
Because we were cultivating an audience.
Now, women's work is just us just talking about random things that are going on in our lives.
Like our bowel
movements. So it really has nothing to do with, like,
any fucking thing.
Like, yeah, like housework. Or, yeah. So anyway, what's your women's work?
All right. First of all, I think I forgot it.
Well, I'll tell my women's work while you do that.
Oh, I remembered it. You go ahead, though.
So mine is very brief, and I already told you this. It's just that if you guys don't know, we have what's called a Patreon. So that's at patreon.com/hotdrinks. And you can basically sign up to support the podcast financially. And then for a small monthly donation, you get, like, bonus episodes and access to, like, extra recordings and extra things and photos and whatever online. So anyway, if you're curious about it, you can go to patreon.com/hotdrinks. But today, my son, who is 14, was talking to me about it, about the podcast in general. And he was like, what if...
Side note, is he, like, almost as tall as you now?
Oh, yeah. Both my sons are.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
One of them is taller than me.
Which is like 6'3".
I'm 6'5".
Oh, my God.
And my oldest son is like 6'6". Like, he's taller than me.
Yeah.
So anyway, so he was just... asking me about the podcast, and he's like, oh, what if it becomes, like, really famous and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, you know, it's got a pretty niche, like, audience, you know, so
it
may not grow much bigger than it is now, blah,
it's
blah,
almost
blah.
Clicky.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're listening, you're in our
click. You're in the click. So anyway, he said, well, I want to be a guest on your podcast. And I go, oh, well, what would you talk about? And he goes, Mormons. And I was like, you don't know anything about Mormons, because he was a Mormon. But, like, when we left the church left the church, like, 5 years ago. So he was like nine. So he does not, he doesn't, I mean, I tell him things about Mormonism sometimes and he's like, they do what? He doesn't know. He goes, well, I'll talk about Mormons. And I go, you don't have anything to say about Mormons. He goes, I'll be a guest and I'll talk about Mormons and then you'll give me a cut of that sweet Patreon money. And I was like, no, we will not. No, we don't actually pay any of our guests.
No, we don't.
So sorry.
And that Patreon money pays for a utility.
Well,
bill.
And that's what I said to him. I'm like, in a way, you are getting that Patreon money because it might, like, buy groceries that week. Like, you've eaten that Patreon money.
Yeah.
Or it might, yeah, like, pay for your phone bill for the month. So yeah. Anyway,
I'm touching you. Is that okay?
It's fine as long as you don't have COVID. Okay, so tell us your women's works.
All right, so there's a full moon in Aquarius.
I've heard. It's like tomorrow.
Officially. Okay. But the full moon really lasts for 3 days. Tonight is the first night, but tomorrow's official, so August 3rd.
Okay.
And we're in Leo season, and so the full moon is in the opposite sign of Leo.
Yes.
Which is Aquarius.
Right.
And I wanted to just read this really fascinating blurb, and then I will post this Instagram post that I'm reading from on Hot Drinks.
Okay, great.
Okay, so tomorrow the full moon opposes the sun, giving us our monthly full moon. Full moons always occur in the opposite sign, blah, blah, blah. When the sun sits in Leo, the moon lands in Aquarius, allowing us to work with both of these energies in our energetic body. Every sign, as low the cat is now.
She's climbing on my lap.
Yeah.
She dug her claws in a little bit. It's okay.
She does that. It's how she loves you. Every sign has a low side and a high side. The full moon brings us an opportunity to step away from the lower frequencies of both signs involved and integrate their highest potential. You really are in your power right now during the full moon. Yes. For Leo and Aquarius, that potential is pure, unconditional love for oneself and all of humanity. The kind of love that can change the world.
But I hate humanity right now.
Oh, I know. But do you
So why did you want to share that?
Because I'm just really excited about the energy that we're in right now.
Okay. In what way?
I have a lot of endorphins popping off right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
That's it.
You're in your power.
Yeah, I am. Because I'm Aquarius rising.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I'm a Leo rising.
See,
it's
don't
dawning.
You fall in love with me?
No. Do Leo and Aquarius make good couples?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
Okay,
We don't know. But speaking of Leos, I think I'm falling in love with one.
Okay.
Who's also maybe not a Democrat.
Oh my God. I don't even want to talk about this.
I know. Let's fast forward. skip. Hit fast
Sister
forward.
Dwayne and I have had many, many conversations about this offline. And she'll say, and I'll say, you can't fall in love with a Republican. I mean, with someone who's not a Democrat. And she'll say, right, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy. I would never do that. I would
never do that. But anyway, and I'm like, nope.
Whatever. Anyway.
Do you have any more women's work?
I have finished season 2 of Killing Eve.
Didn't you already say that?
I said it to you last night.
Oh, you said it to me
when
last
I came
night.
To see okay. you. It was our personal time.
That was our personal time.
Which was not sexual.
We were not recording.
But season 2 was not as good as season 1.
Okay.
But still good.
But the outfits were just as good.
Oh my God.
But after Villanelle got back from like, came back from the dead basically, like, I don't, she didn't die, but you know what I mean?
No.
All the shit that happened to her at the beginning.
Oh my God, I just wanted her to have a hot bath.
Yeah, she looked great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still, Villanelle is the character played by Jodie Comer, who's like this 27-year-old British blonde woman.
She's amazing.
And she's fucking amazing. Came out of nowhere. She also played Rey's mom in Rise of Skywalker.
She did?
Yes. I just figured this out yesterday.
Oh, I'm going to have to go back and watch.
Because I hadn't watched Killing Eve when I saw that.
I don't even remember. I need to go. I don't even remember Rey's mom being in Rise
of
Skywalker.
It was just a little flickery flash. Yes. I think I had some more women's work, but it was, can't remember.
But you're too drunk. It's fine.
It's totally fine.
So we're doing another mystery top five today.
Our
second mystery top five.
Yes.
Back by popular demand or no demand at all. I don't know. Did people want us to do this again?
No,
we don't know.
We never had that.
We thought it was delightful, but maybe you hated it.
No one. We didn't hear any cries in the dark about this one.
No, but we just thought, well, that was delightful. Let's do it again. So the way the mystery... So as you already know, little twain, we normally do top fives where we just top five, whatever, and we each kind of share our top fives. The way that a mystery top five works is that we have each independently come up with our own top five.
Yes.
And we will not tell you what the topic of our top five is. We will just, again, take turns going through number one, number two, number three, number four, number five.
Yep.
And the other person will try to guess what the top five
is. As we go along. Yeah.
So we're going to take a little break. I've got a cat curled up in my lap.
So fresh.
And then when we come back, we'll talk about top fives.
And see what happens.
It's
a mystery.
Hey, we're back.
Oh, shit. Hey.
Put your Instagram away.
I always say I'm ready, but I'm never ready.
You're not. So, okay. So mystery top five. I don't know your top five. You don't know my top five.
Exactly.
My eye is very itchy.
We don't know, like, the top five
the
of
topic.
What.
The topic. Yeah. Okay. So what's your first one?
Number one is aloe vera.
Okay.
And not, like, the green shit you buy in a bottle.
Right.
But, like, the actual
plant. Yeah. Okay.
Using it medicinally.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain it without giving it away. I don't think I'll give it away. But when I was like a little girl in East Texas, I was like 5 or 6 and I got a cut as little girls do.
Right. As little girls in East Texas do.
And I think I was at home alone with my dad, which was unusual because he was always either working or I was with my mom or whatever. So I was at home alone with my dad and I got a cut and he took me outside and said, come here. And he broke off a leaf of aloe vera and put it on my cut. And I thought it was the most magical thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was the most magical thing.
Yeah.
A, that he knew that. You know, I mean, I'm a little girl.
Yeah.
And B, wait, what was B? Oh, B, that the earth could give us things like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
My grandma always had aloe vera and would do the same thing.
Really?
Would just like break it off if we had a sunburn. And it smells real bad.
I don't remember that part.
It smells bad.
Oh. Liken it to something akin to.
Oh, I don't even know. It's just kind of stinky and kind of slimy.
So That's how you've explained vaginas before.
So. Okay. Have you ever had, speaking of vaginas, have you ever had an aloe vera drink? Like the bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're awful.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I'm not into, and then I'm going to guess what I think your top, each time we're going to guess.
Oh.
But I just want to share quickly one thing I'm not into.
Okay.
Drinks with chunks in them. I don't want that.
Fuck it.
I don't want I don't want boba. No.
Oh my God. It makes me angry.
I don't want to slurp a big booger up the straw when I'm drinking some delicious iced tea. No. And so what we used to, at my work, we had a vending machine in the break room, and it was like a healthy snack vending machine. And so it had like protein bars and, you know, like kombucha.
Was this at your most recent job before?
Yeah. COVID? No, this is, yeah. Okay. This is at my current job.
Your current job that you're furloughed from.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And there was an aloe vera drink in there, and I never had one before. And I was like, oh, I'll try that. So I bought it. I started drinking it.
I know.
It's like someone sneezed in that drink.
Fuck it.
It's so gross.
Fuck it. I can just picture the bottle was like a square, right?
Yep, it totally was. Yeah.
Cheers.
I'd rather drink this delicious red wine.
Are you going to try to guess?
Yes. Your top five kinks.
Like I use aloe as like a lube now or something?
I don't know. It's just a guess.
No, what's your first one? As you down that glass, that was a power sip.
I mean, there was like a half a
teaspoon
in there.
Don't tell them.
The number, okay, my first one is Seymour Krelborn.
Okay, that's the character from Little Shop of Horrors?
Correct.
Yes, played by Rick Moranis in the movie.
That movie is so good.
It's so good.
With all of the remakes that we've been doing, why have we not remade that movie?
Okay, let's cast it right now.
Okay.
Or do you want to go on first?
No, well, I mean, really, all I want to say about Seymour Krelborn is, like, he's got, like, that nebbish energy.
Nebbish?
Yeah, like, not your ex, not Gary's last name.
No, nebbish with the B as in boy.
Yeah.
Nebbish
means,
what does it mean?
Like, squirrely and, like,
Did you learn that in your creative writing?
Yes, I'm sure I did. I took a whole class called Funny Words. You know, when he's kind of shy and Seymour, I love him. I feel like I've said this on the show before.
Just say
here's what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want a gender bent Little Shop of Horrors. I want three drag queens to play Crystal, Ronette, and what's the other one's name?
Without question. I don't know, but I know.
But exactly. Three black drag queens.
Exactly.
I want Seymour to be a gay man, and then I want Audrey to be a gay man who's in an abusive relationship. Or maybe Audrey's like non-binary, but they are in a relationship with an abusive woman. I don't know, but just twist everything.
Oh yeah, you wanted the dentist to be a lesbian.
Yeah,
right?
Wouldn't that be great?
Okay, let's.
But I don't want to villainize lesbians and like glorify.
Are we
anyway?
Are we being like affirming?
But if it was a movie,
okay.
Let's not do my gender bent. But if it was a movie,
okay.
We need who do we have for the three for Ronette, Crystal, and the other one whose name I can't remember? Like Janelle Monáe's one of them for sure.
Okay.
I would also put Nicole Byer in there. I don't know if she can sing.
I don't know who that is.
She is the host of Nailed It on on Netflix.
Oh.
And she's hilarious.
Okay.
I don't know. Are we going to really cast
Regina
the whole
show? Regina King?
Well, yeah, she'd be great.
She's kind of too big for just being one.
Yeah.
Okay, but I really want to recast. I want to know who the new dentist would be. Who would we cast the dentist? Steve Martin fucking played the dentist. So who?
I know, he was great.
Who is of that caliber, but of today?
Like that comedy caliber?
Yes.
This is
Conan?
Just, oh, God. Maybe.
It's not Conan?
I don't know.
Oh.
It'd probably be, you know what, if they actually did it, it'd be James Corden who would get the role. And we'd all be annoyed.
It would be so annoying. So maybe, Chris Pratt.
Okay. Except he's like a Christian.
Ah, fuck.
I hate him. I'm going to just say one other little side topic, and then we're going to go on to number two.
Sure.
So do you have a guess, by the way? Of what my top five is, which number one being Seymour Krelborn?
Identities you're more comfortable with than your own. Is it close?
Close. But
oh,
no,
shit.
But not. So today I saw a tweet that said, we need a phrase that's like the opposite of cleans up good. You know, when you say like, oh, he cleans up good.
He cleans up real good.
That this phrase was like, I think the phrase they landed on was like, greases up good or greases down good. Anyway, but it's the thing where you see Henry Cavill in like a suit and tie. And you're And then you see him as like the Witcher and he's like dirty and like sweaty. Anyway, I don't know why I'm thinking of that.
And either way, you want him to asphyxiate you.
Right.
Stomp on your body until it's bruised all over.
Very violent. Trigger warning for people who've been murdered by Henry Cavill.
Hi, have you ever met yourself?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Anyway.
Should we go into number two?
I mean, he could play the dentist.
Did you just pull the leg of my
shorts
up? I'm
just trying to touch your leg.
You're very handsy tonight.
I'm in my power.
Let's go on to number two.
Number two is a dildo.
Okay. I did say it was like your kinks. Okay, keep going. Don't look at my screen, though, because I'm looking at my number two.
The dildo I'm thinking of is it's a specific dildo from about 1983.
Okay.
And I don't know if it was mechanical in any way, but it looked like a dick.
Okay.
It looked like a penis. And it was probably first time I ever really saw a penis.
Except it was a plastic one. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we're like top five, like formative objects from your childhood or something.
No.
Okay. Did you want to say anything else about that dildo?
Okay, so it was 1983, so I would have been eight-ish, depending on the time of year.
Right,
the
that's how birthdays work.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Thank you for being supportive.
I'm holding space for you.
and it came out of nowhere. We were cleaning out a shed.
Okay.
In the backyard of a house we were moving into.
It's so gross.
I know.
Like, I just moved into a house, and the guy that had lived there before me had left. Like, you know, in the shower, the thing that goes over the shower head that you can, like, store stuff in or whatever?
The caddy.
Yeah, the little caddy. He had left a caddy behind, and it had a bar of soap in it still.
Disgusting.
And I, like, wanted to vomit on. I wanted to put on a hazmat suit before I removed it. Like, I don't want to see the soap that I know you, like, scrubbed your beehole with. You know? I don't want to see that. Okay. So that's... But it's also soap, so presumably it's clean.
Is it self-cleaning? That's
self-cleaning.
Like that Friends episode.
Yeah, it's self-cleaning.
You remember the Friends episode where Chandler and Joey talk about the bar of soap?
Yeah, it's self-cleaning.
Okay, anyway.
But this is a dildo in a shed.
In a shed.
What's been happening in
and
that shed?
And the person who found it, and okay. I was there for this whole thing, picked it up, looked at it, looked at me, and looked at the other person that was with us. No words were said, just looks were exchanged.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing there like, am I going to be in trouble? And then it went into the trash.
You know what? You probably would have been in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because you found a dildo in a shed.
But I mean, I didn't find it. I was just there.
I know, but you still would have
been in trouble.
How dare you?
I was female.
Right.
I was in the South.
You were near a penis.
I was Mormon.
A penis-shaped plastic object. God, the dildo in the shed.
And, oh, I didn't tell you what color it was.
Oh, good. I mean, I've been wondering.
It was like the color of like a terracotta pot.
Kind of orangey?
Like sienna, burnt sienna. Well, maybe a little bit lighter. So take some burnt sienna, okay, mix it with a peach.
Top five of your favorite colors that relate to objects from your childhood. No. Aloe, burnt sienna.
Very earthy so far.
Yes.
So what's your number two?
Letty Lutz is number two.
Okay, who's that?
Do I have to? I just don't know how much I want to share about who Letty Lutz is.
Okay, well, just then tell me why you chose it.
I just think Letty Lutz demands to be seen for who she is in all situations.
Okay, I feel like I'm playing 20 questions.
She's not in her power at the beginning, but she comes into her power.
Is this... If I was trying to be funny,
mm-hmm.
and the gentle listeners didn't know that I've already watched Game of Thrones, I say, is this a Game of Thrones character? But it's
no,
not.
No, but she could be.
Oh, shit. Was it played by somebody who was in Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh. Is it a magical, fantastical character?
Yeah, kind of.
Ooh, a bitchy character?
A little bit.
Ooh. Okay.
I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like the more I reveal, the more obvious I'll make this, even though probably I wouldn't make it obvious at all. I'll just say Letty Lutz. I'll just tell you who she is.
Oh, well, wait. Let me just ask the questions. Okay, because I don't want to ruin the fun.
Okay.
A female?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot. I don't know. Yes, but maybe no.
Does she identify as a female?
Yes.
Okay. And probably on a TV show that you're watching.
Possibly.
Or watched.
No, not on a TV show.
A movie.
Yes.
Called.
And let's take a break.
Okay.
So we're back, and I feel like I didn't give you a chance to guess. you guessed after the first one. You didn't guess after the second one.
Okay.
So, Seymour Krelborn and Letty Lutz. Is that her name?
Letty Lutz?
Letty Lutz. Yeah, something like that.
People that you think are better than you. It always comes back to your self-hatred.
I mean, it really does. It really does. all right. So, and I feel like I also did not give you a lot of detail on Letty Lutz. So I will give more detail in the future. Right. Okay. All right. Number three.
Number three for me is an album by Loverboy called Get Lucky.
Okay.
And you won't know anything about this.
No. Because I do not.
We have covered even though we are of the same generation, right. You know very little about 80s music.
Right.
So this album came out, in 81. And I
was four.
Well, sure. I was almost six.
Or seven, depending on the year.
No.
Depending on when your birthday
five
was.
Or six.
Okay.
Depending on the...
Because that's how that works.
Yeah. Birthdays. So, the album is Red.
Okay.
It's like this because...
Lady in Red?
What the fuck? Okay. I'm assuming it's the lead singer of Loverboy, whose name I can't think of, because who knows the name of the lead singer of Loverboy. But...
Certainly I don't.
So, super straight. Early 80s rock band.
Right.
Not heavy metal, but anyway, they wore headbands and stuff. The album cover is the ass of the lead singer in red leather or maybe vinyl pants.
Okay.
And he's holding his hand behind his back in the lucky. In the
with fingers his, crossed.
From fingers crossed.
In the lucky. I like that you... For those of you at home, which is everyone except the two of us and the cat, Sister Twain held her hand in front of the phone and said, lucky, as though you could see it. Okay. Yeah. So he has his fingers crossed. As though he has his fingers crossed behind his back. So he's telling a lie.
Behind his ass.
Right. Right.
But, telling a lie, but also it's the lucky sign.
That is not the lucky sign.
Isn't it? It's like, wish me luck.
And then you no, you're right. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway,
I just always think of because when you were a kid, you would cross your fingers if you were lying. But you're right. We do say fingers crossed for good luck. Yeah.
The gesture has
many meanings.
Twofold.
The gesture has twofold meanings.
So it's the entire album.
Okay.
Blasting in my car. And I
just have a record player in the back seat.
No,
the vinyl is on there.
Cassette deck.
Okay.
Tape deck. In whatever the fuck car it was, but it was the first time that I took note of listening to an album from start to finish.
Okay.
Like a piece of art.
Okay.
Like a work of art.
Okay.
But also.
Okay.
I was still only five or six, and the previous Christmas I had gotten the 45 of Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl.
Okay.
And he was my first crush.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant, but I just knew I wanted to be vulnerable for him.
You wanted to hold space for him, for Rick Springfield.
Oh, 1,000%. And then...
Little 8-year-old you was like, I'm here for you. I'm holding open space for you to really feel whatever emotions you need to, Rick Springfield.
We are not going to form a trauma bond, no. Rick Springfield. This is going to be a healthy, green flagged
me and 8-year-old me.
5-year-old me.
5-year-old you.
Even better, but okay. There was something really sexual about the music for me.
Right. That red leather ass.
Yeah. And even though it was just kind of like rock, there was, I don't know. I think it's because at some point before this, again, I'd been home with my dad, which was rare. And he was watching this movie that he should not have been watching with me in the room. And there was this, it was this movie about this couple, the boyfriend was abusive, but they had great sex, and she's naked and her tits were akimbo and amazing, and then she kills him while they're fucking. I saw that at 5, but that is not the point.
What does this have to do with the album?
I think that it... Rick Springfield plus that movie, the murder sex plus movie. Plus
this album, which is a whole other
Wait,
group.
No. Rick Springfield plus the murder sex movie.
Uh-huh.
Awakened my sexuality.
Okay.
In a way I didn't ask for.
And then okay. You were in the car. The and car then, was vibrating.
But anyway.
You were listening to Loverboy on the LP.
Anyway, just that whole album. Really, the whole backstory that I just told was just to make it interesting.
Okay.
It's just really the album in itself. It has nothing to do with anything.
So we're. It feels like these are objects from your past.
Okay.
We've got the aloe vera plant. We have the terracotta dildo in the shed.
Yeah. And so
we have an album.
The Loverboy
Get Lucky
album. LP, yeah.
And these all seem to be like seminal or pivotal moments, as the kids say. Pivotal.
I cannot hear the word seminal and not think of semen.
Well, because they're the related.
Oh, why?
Because seminal means like a moment that planted a seed. Like a because it's a moment where something began to grow in your life.
Things just started coming all over me.
Yeah, basically.
In my life.
Okay, so we've got the dripping aloe vera, yeah. Like dripping the things out.
Dripping.
The red leather ass.
Uh-huh.
And a terracotta
God,
dildo.
It all sounds so sexual.
Well, shocking.
What is wrong with me? Or what is
so
right
the top three, the top five... Sexual, the top five things that carved sexual grooves in your brain that are now the kinks you have
not
today.
Not remotely.
Didn't I say kinks the last time too?
Yes!
Anyway, I just keep thinking of a terracotta dildo because that is porous. It's not going to get clean.
It wasn't made of...
It's not going to get clean. It's
unsanitary.
It could break or chip. You know, you could have rough edges.
Ow!
It's not good. Okay. All right. Well...
Oh.
So we have three objects from your past, yeah. Is all I've narrowed it down
That's
to.
That's what she said.
Okay, so my number three,
number three
is Bruce Bechdel.
Whoa!
So why don't you tell the gentle listeners who Bruce Bechdel
oh
is.
Oh my God! Okay, which is weird because last week was the first time I could listen to the Fun Home original Broadway cast recording since I was in the show.
Okay. So Bruce Bechdel is a character in the musical Fun Home.
Oh.
He's a real person, though.
It's a one-act musical.
I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's so good.
Anyway.
Tight.
I was in it.
Tight like your vagina and or butthole.
It is a tight one-act musical like my pussy.
Like your pussy, which is tighter than your butthole. We've discussed before. So Bruce... is the father of Alison Bechdel, who's an illustrator and feminist writer and lesbian.
Lesbian cartoonist.
And if you've heard of the Bechdel test, it's about Alison Bechdel.
Yeah.
She came up with the Bechdel test. It's why it's named after her.
Exactly.
Anyway, but Fun Home is based on a graphic novel that Alison wrote about her life growing up in a funeral home, Fun Home, where her dad was gay. She was kind of starting to figure out that she was gay.
Uh-huh.
So they were both kind of living these secret lives together.
Yep.
And then the show ends, he kills himself. He steps in front of a truck.
Yep.
And so it's sort of her, like, reconciling, like, here we were, and we both were kind of living these secret lives, and we didn't know, and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Anyway. So Bruce Bechdel, he's a great decorator. They talk about that
Amazing
in the show a lot.
Amazing decorator.
He's gay.
A curator. He was gay.
And I think he wants to be a good dad, Bruce Bechdel. I think he was broke. I don't think he was capable of being a good dad because of how broken he was.
I was just going to say, how can you be a good dad when all of your energy is spent keeping a secret like
that? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, but I think he loved
closeted dudes out there, come the fuck out of the fucking closet. Yeah. We don't have time for it anymore.
Yeah. So that's my number three, Bruce Bechdel.
Jesus Christ.
Days and days.
I want you to know something.
Yes.
That when I was listening to the original Broadway cast recording last week, for the first time in a long time, and there's probably tenfold reasons that I haven't listened to it in a long time.
I know.
You know, I just started sobbing again.
Really?
But I was performing and sobbing.
Were you vacuuming?
I was vacuuming.
Days and days. That's how
those
it
of
happens.
You who can't see what Brother Coffee's doing.
I'm vacuuming.
He was making vacuuming motions with his arm.
So this is a throwback to you performing that show and singing a song called Days and Days.
But I was not vacuuming.
And a throwback to our first hot drinks party. What was the first party called that was in your backyard?
Midsommar.
That was the Midsommar.
Yeah, and you...
Where I was talking about listening to that song while vacuuming. And singing. Anyway,
yes.
Days and Days.
Anyway.
So do you have a guess what my top five are? We've got Bruce Bechdel, Letty Lutz, and Seymour Crowborn.
Just the people that made you who you are today.
I mean, you're on the right track.
I know.
You're not like quite nailing it, but you're kind of on the right track.
That's what she said.
Okay, let's take a break and then we'll come back for number four and five.
All right.
Or something.
Yay!
Days and days and days. That's how it happens. Okay.
You know you're singing it wrong.
Am I?
Yeah, it goes like this. Days and days and days.
That's how it happens.
No, I'm trying to correct you. Ready, go.
I won't say anything.
I'm like a cheerleader. And ready, okay. Days and days and days. That's how it happens.
That's what I was saying.
But you're going, that's how it happens.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Like it's from 1942 or something. That's how it happens.
Here in the fun home. Anyway. All right. Okay. What's your number four? Top five. Let's recap your three so far.
Okay.
Aloe vera plant.
Terracotta dildo.
Terracotta dildo.
And Lover Boy Get Lucky.
The album.
Album.
Okay. Number four.
As it were. Number four is a big bag of blow pops.
Okay.
So, I mean a big bag.
Okay.
Of all flavors.
Okay.
Except for the blue raspberry, because the big bag of blow pops, that's hard to say. Big bag of blow pops that I'm thinking of was from my years in Memphis, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Deuce, Heather Armstrong, who we were beehives together. She doesn't listen to this. Anyway.
You're just trying to glom onto her.
Totally name dropping.
Yeah.
I'm glomming. That's Shakespearean, I think. So I was 12 and 13. We had quite often a huge
bag of blow pops.
Supply
uh-huh.
of blow pops. And the big bag of blow pops. Oh, wait. I forgot to say. The big bag of blow pops did not include the blue raspberry one.
Right.
Which came out, I think, in the 90s.
You did actually say that.
Okay. But
that's fine.
The reason I bring that up is because that one was special. We would eat those in high school and call them Smurf dicks. And they made...
my Mormon high school.
They made... this was in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But the high school part... The Smurf dick part. But anyway, I digress. Back to the big bag of blow pops. The bag lived on top of the dryer.
Okay.
And we just go get one whenever we wanted.
Oh, that seems very generous.
Well, they were free.
I want to buy a big bag of blow pops.
Do you like blow pops?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Do you like sucking on a big blow pop and then chewing the gum later? Oh my God, I'm so hard.
who doesn't?
I had a dick, it would be saluting.
The shorts.
Is that what they say?
That was a show on Nickelodeon called Salute Your Shorts.
Oh, my God.
So, here's what's funny.
Big bag of blow pops.
Because when we were preparing for this episode, you said to me, were blow pops like a thing in your high school? And I was like, no, I mean,
what?
I know what they were. And then you tell me how you guys call them Smurf dicks, like you just said. And what I thought was, this was the train of thought that I went through. I just want everyone to go on this journey with me. No one in my high school ever would have said that because it was such a Mormon high school.
Oh, puke.
But then what I actually thought was, well, probably the really cool kids probably did say that. And also probably the really, like trashy non-Mormon kids, trashy quote-unquote non-Mormon kids did say that.
Okay.
So it was really just us lamos in the middle that weren't cool enough to be non-Mormon and weren't, like, non-Mormon. We were just the lame kids in the middle.
Two things about your high school, and I didn't even know to go to your high school. I didn't even know to know your high school. Okay. One of our mutual best friends.
Okay.
Who we'll call Bruce.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know exactly
what I'm talking about. Who did go to my high school.
Yes. Who was my best friend freshman year of college. He would see a Trans Am and go, stoner car, stoner car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Also, he said that your choir teacher was in the Tabernacle Choir.
Our drama teacher.
Drama teacher was in the Tabernacle Choir?
Yes.
I'm just going to, because I don't give a fuck, the wife of Charles Lynn Frost.
Yes.
Who was a closeted homosexual as fuck.
Yeah.
And that you guys made up a song about her.
Yeah, I could still sing it.
That went. Should we sing it together?
No, let's not sing it. I don't want to sing it. I don't want to sing. I don't want to talk about people that are not present on the podcast.
She's probably almost dead.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to besmirch her name.
Okay, I will.
But I'm glad you know the song. But I'm glad you know the song.
I do not want to shirk my responsibilities.
I wrote that song.
You did?
Yeah, I totally did.
Oh,
I
mean, my God.
Me and my friends wrote it.
I knew that song before I even met you.
That's amazing.
Oh.
It's a great song.
I love you, Brother Coffee. Too. Okay. Do you really love me?
Not tonight, I don't. You're very handsy, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
Whoa.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What? What's that face?
Your face? You're not having a good time.
No, I'm having a great time. Look, I have a cat on my lap.
Okay, your face is just really serious and I'm having a ball. So.
Okay, my number four.
Okay.
Oh, crap. I got to look up the name again. My number four, Jenna Hunterson.
Okay.
Jenna Hunterson.
Count me out.
Okay, well, I think it's clear that mine are not very clear, but we have a theme going, which is musicals.
Okay, Jenna.
So Jenna Hunterson is from the musical Waitress. She is the waitress from the musical.
Sugar, no.
That one.
But no. Sugar, butter, flour, sugar, butter, flour.
Something
I have a
like
friend that didn't know for years that the word butter. He thought she was just going, badu. Sugar.
That's a really weird specific thing to believe for years. Because how long has that musical even been out
Maybe
for?
Maybe three.
Yeah, not very long. Anyway. She's the titular waitress.
She is.
Of the musical Waitress.
She found her power.
Have you seen the musical Waitress? She does find her power. Did you see the movie Waitress?
I saw the movie and I saw
with
the
with Carrie Russell.
Oh my God, I love her.
And with Nathan.
Hottie McCarterson.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nathan Fillerton. Fillerman.
Fillerson. From Firefly.
From Firefly. Yeah.
I saw the movie and I saw the first act of the musical with you and my dad with Alzheimer's.
We did?
Remember? And we had to leave at intermission.
Oh, I don't even remember you came to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry you had to leave.
And I think,
anyway, it's a great musical.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so Jenna Hunterson, she's a great baker, obviously. She makes all them pies. She
makes all them pies.
And she's just a caring soul, just a caring individual.
Yeah.
And played by Carrie Russell in the movie, which we love Carrie Russell.
I fucking love her.
We love her. Here's what I love about Carrie Russell. She took all that Felicity money and she just went home. Well, I guess she did the Americans too.
Well, she did the Americans and then she was in...
But she's not messy. You know what I mean? She comes in, she does the Americans, she delivers an amazing performance, and then she just takes her money and goes
home. She's not doing a Transformers movie.
No. She did do a Mission Impossible movie.
Well, which I can respect. And by respect, I mean respect.
There's something appealing to me about people in Hollywood who are like in Hollywood, but not of Hollywood. Like, you don't see her on a lot of red carpets. You don't see her showing up to a lot of events.
Exactly.
She just takes her money and goes home.
You know that bitch used to be Mormon.
That's what the rumors are.
Which is why she knows how to be in the world, but not of the world.
It's true.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Wasn't she Mormon, like, with Ryan Gosling? Like, they were in the same ward or something?
I don't think they were in this. Don't go that far.
Okay. So do you have a guess of what my top five is?
Wait. Carrie Russell was also in Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, true. What a waste of her, though, in that
movie.
But
you know, it wasn't.
But she took her money and she went home. She took that money. She went home.
That's the theme of the top five.
Took their money and they went fucking home. Seymour Cralborn took that money and went home. Letty Lutz took her money and went home.
Gabby Hoffman.
I mean, these all kind of work.
No, what was the name of it?
Jenna Hunterson.
Gabby Hoffman, who was a real person.
Took her money and went home.
With the pie money.
Took all that pie money.
It's people that you wish you were because you hate yourself.
I mean, you're close.
I know I am.
But it's not there. Okay, what's your number five?
Oh, we're on to that. Let me get my pad and paper. Wait, no, that's redundant. My notebook, which is a pad of paper. This one's really beautiful, so just watch out.
Can't wait. Butter.
I think it's Baru.
Baru.
Okay.
So
when I lived in East Texas,
right,
the same place where that aloe vera plant grew,
but not where the terracotta dildo was in the shed.
No.
Okay.
Might I add, there were fig trees and pecan trees in my backyard.
In East Texas or in the dildo yard?
East Texas.
Okay.
Anyway.
Planted by Republicans.
When it was.
I mean, they were.
Slave owners. Come on.
Basically.
Slave owners. Yeah. Jesus. Okay. When it would rain, real good, as it does in East Texas.
Right.
The streets in my neighborhood would flood waist high.
Okay. Seems safe.
We'd put on our swimsuits and we'd fucking go swimming.
Waist high to a 5-year-old.
Yes.
Okay. So really like 12 inches. Like not, they're not like waist high to an adult.
I was tall. But, and so we would get so excited. And I remember one year when it was still just fucking like sheeting. The rain was just like, all the atmosphere was water.
Uh-huh.
And the flooding in the streets was torrential.
Okay.
To the point that my parents wouldn't let me go out and swim in the street.
I cannot imagine ever letting my child go to swim in the street. Sure, go ahead.
It's free entertainment. It's free fun.
I know. I get it. And we grow up at a different time. But, like, never.
Yeah. Anyway.
Butter.
And a flower. And I was so upset. I think I cried. And probably that was the summer I cut my own bangs. But that's the end. Our streets would flood and we'd go swimming when my parents would let me.
Top five first times you felt certain emotions. I don't know.
Is it time to just reveal it now?
Because let me do my five.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break and then we'll reveal.
And then we'll come back and do the big reveal.
Big reveal. So my
big
number five
of 2020
is woman number two from the musical.
Stop it.
It really is. Her name is woman number two from the musical Songs for a New World, played by Shoshana Bean most recently. Who sings a song whose name now I can't remember. Like, I can't, like, I don't understand why, I don't understand.
What?
I have to find the name. Talk about something.
Okay, first of all, Shoshana.
Yeah.
The only other time I've heard that name is on the show Girls, the Lea
Dunham
show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you know who Shoshana Bean is?
No, I don't.
Oh, God, okay.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I have too much anxiety to know all the things.
The song is called Stars in the Moon.
Okay.
Sung by woman number two, played by Shoshana Bean. And that is my number five. She's just never satisfied. Stars in the Moon woman.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
So is that one? Okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Before I try to guess.
Okay.
Did you save this one for the last one on purpose?
No, because it was actually my number two, the first when I wrote them all down.
Oh, because I was going to go with the whole theme of, like, never being satisfied.
Okay.
Okay. But now I'm not.
Okay.
But just like all these people.
Yeah.
Oh, you're vulnerable right now.
No, no, I'm not. I'm gonna eat some chips.
Crunch. All these people that you've mentioned. Okay, Seymour.
Let's take a break and then let's do this detailed recap.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. I've got to pee anyway.
Okay. Sister Twain is sipping an expensive wine from the bottle.
It is an ice wine.
Which I've never had.
And look, the bottle is long and skinny compared to other wine bottles.
Yes.
Which means I could use it as a dildo.
Is it smaller? Okay. Is it like less milliliters?
Well,
I can't see on here how many milliliters this is. It's got to be.
I'm going to tell you.
This is what's funny about this ice wine. So apparently ice wine, says Sister Twain, is wine where the grapes, it's like when there's frost and so they're higher in sugar and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I said, well, just pour me a little bit. She said, well, it's 17% alcohol, so you'll only want a little bit. I said, well, it says 9% right here. She's like, no, it says 17%. It's 17% sugar.
Yeah.
And 9% alcohol.
But it's not sickly sweet. There's something, there's definitely a contrast between this type of sweet and like your Moscato and your Gewürztraminers.
Right.
But.
Okay. So let's recap your top five.
All right. So it's
I want you to, I'm going to say the item and then I want you to tell me like two words that are why this is in the top five.
Okay.
So.
Wait, without telling my, without revealing the topic?
Yeah. Just so I can guess it.
Okay.
So number one is the aloe plant.
Magical.
Okay. Number two is the terracotta dildo.
Magical.
Number three. What was number three?
Lover boy.
Lover boy, because it was magical.
Oh my God, yes.
Number four was swimming in the ditch. No, that was number five.
Oh, it was a big bag of blow pops.
Big bag of blow pops. Magical.
And delicious.
So are these the top five magical memories from your childhood? And number five was swimming in the ditch.
Swimming in the ditch. These are the top five magical things that have to do with my childhood in regards to my dad.
Oh, okay.
That did not have to do with him being an addict or an asshole.
Like top five happy memories about your dad. Oh, that's lovely.
And I just want to say
Why is the terracotta dildo? What is it?
Oh, that story. Dad? Oh, would you like an explanation? Yeah. So,
I mean, the rest of them I can kind of piece together myself. The terracotta dildo, I'm less sure on.
When Wilkie died, Wilkie was my dad's dad. Wilkie, you'll put it together if you know who what my name is, why they call him Wilkie. Wilkie died in 83.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, we went and cleaned out the trailer that he lived in and the shed. And we kept what we thought was important.
Not a terracotta dildo.
I think my Wilkie was probably closeted.
So you think it was his dildo?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Because fast forward to a year later,
mm-hmm.
Wilkie's best friend, same age, mm-hmm. so we're talking probably 70, 75, comes to visit. His wife had passed the year before. He was very sweet. I found out that he put the moves on my dad.
Oh.
Wilkie's best friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, great.
So just memories about my dad where I thought my dad handled the whole dildo situation really well. He pulled it up out of the box.
Oh, so he's the one that found it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm standing there with my mom and my dad, and he just holds it, looks at it, looks at my mom, and my mom... she doesn't say anything, and she just kind of looks at the ground, kind of giggles. Like, there was very little communication, verbal communication exchange. And I am standing there, like, watching their nonverbal exchange and fascinated. And then it goes in the trash.
Okay.
And then I was like, what the fuck just... And it wasn't then that I thought, maybe Wilkie was closeted, of course.
Yeah, right.
It wasn't until... way later, like in my 30s or 40s, that I even thought
you were like, wait a minute.
Exactly. Exactly.
Why did Wilkie have a terracotta dildo?
And then his best friend put the moves on my dad.
Right.
Like.
What? Why are you putting the moves on me? Don't act it out. Don't act it out.
Did your testicles just withdraw inside of you?
They are. They've been up all night. They've been tucked in all night. Okay. So my top five, to recap.
Yeah.
Seymour Krelborn, Naive, Insecure. Letty Lutz. Letty Lutz is the bearded lady from The Greatest Showman.
Who was in my ward in Louisiana?
Keila Settle was?
Yes.
Did you know she's from Utah?
New Zealand / Utah. Yes.
But yeah. No, I'm sorry. She's not from Utah. She went to college in Utah. Uh-huh. She went to SUU.
I didn't know about the SUU thing. Yeah. But we were in the same ward and we had a sleepover when I lived in West Monroe, Louisiana.
I love it.
To fucking God.
Anyway, number three was Jenna Huntress. No, number three was Bruce Bechdel. Gay. Well, great.
I know exactly who that was.
Number four was Jenna Hunterson, a caring and great baker. And number five was woman number two. She's just not happy with anything.
Five.
When I read them all in a row like that, it just sounds so obvious.
So, I mean, it's like, okay, so let me say, I want to just say it right way. Because you know how that the themes of our top fives, you have to say it the right way for it to make sense. The sum of the parts. No, the whole.
This is for sure the right way to say it.
The whole is greater than the sum of its parts. This, except in your case, the sum of the parts is greater than the whole.
Whole H-O-L-E? Top five parts of my hole? Top five parts of my hole? Is that what you think it is?
Top five holes. Urethra. Just five people that... Five characters that are very seminal... Pivotal.
You've got it, essentially.
Say it.
The way that I wrote it was top five Broadway characters that are fighting for the spotlight in my brain.
Oh my God!
That's them.
I fucking love it.
Yeah, you were very, very close.
I love it.
Thank you.
And I love you.
Thank you.
I like coffee. I like tea. I'm in the tabernacle.
So anyway, I don't need a recap. Like, we all know why those characters are like me, right? Are there any that you're unclear on?
No.
Okay. Sister Twain was just like, what were you doing? Taking your bra off? She was leaving the room. Anyway. So that's it. A mystery top five. Your top five magical moments with your dad.
Yeah.
And my top five Broadway characters that were fighting for the spotlight in my brain.
Oh. Today is the 3-month anniversary of my dad's death.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, whatever. It's fine. He had Alzheimer's, but he didn't die of Alzheimer's. What?
Yeah.
I think my...
Anyway. So we should wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
You've had a lot to drink.
I have.
You don't have any children here this week.
I don't.
That should have been your women's work.
Thank you.
That probably was your women's
work.
You
get me.
And you forgot it.
And I forgot. But here's the thing. My teenagers don't give a fuck. Like, they do their own thing, right? But it's about headspace.
No, 100%.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I get this like once a year. It's fucking great. I did absolutely nothing today.
Amazing.
Because everything else that I want to do, I can do with when they're here.
Right.
I can't be in my house and in my own space and in my own thoughts when they're here.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I love it.
It was amazing.
I love it. And you want the college boys next door to come have sex with you.
Gangbang.
In like a gangbang kind of situation or?
Well, I mean more like I'm their mom.
Oh God. But is it like a one at a time? Is it a group thing? Like in your fantasy, what is this?
First I have to give them all a bath.
Oh my God.
They're disgusting.
I mean, you probably do. To be fair, you probably
do. The college boys next door.
Are they really cute?
Oh, I've never seen their faces.
Oh, okay. So this is more just the...
It's then they're not cute. It's probably not.
Yeah, because college boys are disgusting.
They're disgusting.
Right.
Yes.
This is not college boys when you type it in on Pornhub. This is like actual boys who are actually going to college.
College boys when you type it in on like...
On like the student directory. Yeah. And they're gross. And they smell bad.
On my son's phone.
They're using beer boxes as decorative elements in their house.
Yes.
So really, you want to have sex with the fantasy of like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I get that.
There was a great movie in the 70s about that.
Porky's?
No. It was this young, beautiful divorcee, probably in her 30s.
The Graduate?
Oh, that movie fucking rocks my socks. That's in my top three best movies of all time.
I've never seen it. I've never seen anything. I used to have this rule. I used to have this, wasn't a rule. What did I call it? I called it the Bechdel test. Yes, I called it the Bechdel test. No. I called it the Dawson's Creek syndrome, where any movie or TV show that was created before Dawson's Creek, I didn't care about. Like people would be like, oh, this great movie from the 70s. I'd be like, I don't care. It came out before Dawson's Creek.
You sound just like Bruce, our friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Just like, it drove me crazy.
Yeah. Sorry, Bruce.
Provo High. I mean, whatever high school.
Whatever high school kids. We went to.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Well, that was great. Back by popular demand. Please stop clamoring now that we've finally done another Mystery Top 5.
Step off.
Just calm down. Just quit begging for one. We've done it already. God.
We're busy.
We're very busy. Okay. Well, you can email us at hotdrinksforthebelly@gmail.com.
And we're on Instagram, which is where we really hold our power, Instagram.
Yeah.
Hot drinks with an A. God damn it.
And sign up for the Patreon. If you listen to this episode and you thought, I want more of that in my life, then sign up for the Patreon and you will get more.
If you pay at least $3 a month.
That's all you got to pay. If you pay $1, you get a goddamn thing.
You don't get a goddamn thing. You do that out of the kindness of your heart and Jesus.
But not very kind. That's still not very kind. $1?
Yeah, fuck off.
Anyway, we love you all of our $1 patrons.
Or something? I don't know.
Okay, bye.